feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good today. Coach Coop has been doing a great job of keeping us fresh and ready to go. And today was one of those days.
On your NBA Defensive Player of the Month, third one in your career, most in team history. How's that feel?
It feels great. I mean, like I said before, it just shows you the type of team that we have, the type of organization that we have here. No fly zone, the best secondary in the National Football League. You got two linebackers get three sacks, back to back. Most of those is covered sacks. It just shows you the type of defense that we have over here, the type of secondary that we have, the type of coaching that we have, and it's a true blessing.
Well, in the history of sports, all sports, when a player gets the big contract, the team worries whether or not, he's going to have the same performance he had that led to the contract.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of shows that, they shouldn't be concerned about you sloughing off or anything like that because you got, now that you're rich.
I mean, it's a constant process. It's just the first month of the season. We still got a long way to go. And that's the mindset that I have. That's the mindset that's been working for me. Just taking it one day at a time. I really don't have too much to worry about. But, football, coming up here, with my guys, trying to be the best vulnerable I can be with this organization. And when you look at it, with that mindset, it makes it pretty easy.
Did you feel any pressure I got to live up to all this money?
No, I mean, there's no pressure like the pressure that we get out of each other in the locker room. We constantly, push each other in the locker room. And, that type of mentality just wouldn't pass, with the type of guys that we got here in the locker room, the type of organization that we have. And, I'm not the type of guy, but, like I said, the locker room, they really keep everybody straight. We hold everybody to a higher standard, and that's where all the success is coming from.
You said a few weeks ago that we wouldn't believe you if you told us your goals. Does this past month, are you on track for those goals? Does it meet your standard the way you play in September?
I mean, I'm just taking it one day at a time. I feel like it's too early, to be talking about all this stuff. I'm focused on Tampa Bay. I'm trying to be the best vulnerable I could possibly be. And, really just keeping the window small, keeping the vision small for me really helps.
Was there anything that happened during that playoff in terms of, just kind of riding this wave, hasn't seemed to stop? Was there anything in the way you played or just the way it just kind of coincidence it all happened?
I don't know. I don't know, man. We just, there's something special that's going on with this team right now, and it's great to be a part of it. Like I said, the locker room is the core of it. We got great leadership here. When we come out here to work, when we come out here to practice, we really practice, we really get it in. It's 100% football, that has to be the birth of some of the success that we're getting.
People are saying maybe you'd overlook Tampa, but in this locker room, is it unique the way you mentioned it, hold each other accountable, that it changes how you practice, it kind of prevents that?
Yeah.
Because of the competition, you guys seem like you're always in.
Yeah, 100%. Just last week, we were in there, talking to the receivers, and the receivers were talking to the pass rush, and, DT giving me pointers on this, and I'm giving Emmanuel, and we're all talking about, well, maybe try this, and, try that, and we're all just – the criticism that we get out of each other, it's really helpful, and it really helps us out. You got Lee talking to the receivers every play, and talking to the offensive linemen, and it's just a healthy type of vibe that we have in the locker room.
You've been on some really good teams, but what you say is something special. What makes this special and different?
I think it's the attitude that we have. It's 100% football. We come to work, we're talking about football. If it's not about me talking about pass rush, I'm talking about, I'm talking about secondary. I'm talking about coverage. I'm talking to DT on, what are you looking at right there on that post route? I'm trying to put myself in his shoes. The same thing with Trevor. When Trevor throw a great pass at practice, it's just all football, here. And I think, we really just rely on that to get us, through the day. And we rely on that for our success as well.
Yeah, but a lot of teams talk about football. You got to think across the league. There's got to be
it's different. Yeah, it's different, though. You got guys coming to work, and it hasn't always been like that for us, but it's like that for us now. It's 100% football. That's all we talk about. We go home and talk about football. I was watching the Rodney Harrison football life last night. Me and TJ, so they're talking about, man, it's crazy, his hits, and his mentality. It was like, man, we need to start doing this. And it's just always football, and the type of friendship that we have is all football, and that's where we get our success from.
A lot of championship teams I've talked to in the past said that
one of the great powers is holding each other accountable mm-hmm. rather than anybody else. And it seems to be kind of what you're getting.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. You just can't come out here and flop it out, you know. You can't do it in the games, and you can't, you know, do it here at work. You know, you got somebody that's going to check you if it's not. You know, your teammates is, you know, it's the assistants. And you got Beak and, you know, Thad and all those guys. It's all football, and if you're not, you know, living to that standard, you know, somebody's going
to
get you right.
And no disrespect to the coaches, but I've always heard that if the players checking each other, that's the most powerful way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that works. It's definitely, you know, working for us.
You said it wasn't always like that here. When did you feel it changed?
It started to change, you know, like, you know, I guess when we got DeMarcus and, you know, when we got Payton and, you know, it's been a constant, you know, evolution. When we got Payton, you know, just a immediate sense of urgency. You know, we go win the championship, and then we got DeMarcus and Keeb and all those guys, and it just evolved into what it is today.
Gerald McCoy said almost the same thing that you're saying. He said, from an outside perspective, it looks like all you guys care about is football. What do you think it is about you that allows someone like him to see that from the outside?
I think just the film. When you watch the film, you see guys checking stuff here. You see TJ coming down and cracking stuff. You see Dorian coming down and cracking guys, and see you guys having fun on film. That's what I see. I see everybody having fun, and we're all in. We're all in on the call, and we're just taking it one play at a time.
Along with so much individual success, how do you guys avoid somebody getting too big of an ego? Is it because you check one another? I mean, I know sometimes that ego can hamper that locker room.
Yeah. Like, you know, the individual personalities. You know, we really just don't have, you know, guys like that. You know, just come out here and, you know, it's just not like that. You know, it's just not like that here. And if it was, we got the guys in our locker room to check it. That's why we said, you know, no matter who we get on this team, you know, they'll be able to fit in. It's just the culture that we have in our locker room is great.
Did the offensive guys get to puff out the chest a little bit this week? Like, I know in training camp, it's a competition, defense, mm-hmm. offense. Did you see that confidence grow based on how they were able to finish a game for you guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've always had confidence. I mean, Russ is the rock of the offensive line, and, you know, he's rocking the locker room as well. And, you know, you see him walking around, you see him doing a good job, and it just feeds. You know, the offense, they've been going out there first the last three games. And you see Russ go out there, and you see everybody running the ball. It just creates, a good vibe, and we go out there and we're able to, you know, win games.
DeMarcus told us yesterday that you guys are – inviting him to come to meetings, even though he's not necessarily required to be there right now.
He has to come to meetings. What is he talking about? He has to come to meetings.
It didn't sound like you were inviting him, but then he said he was seeing a bunch of tendencies that was helpful for you guys, even though he's not necessarily part of the game plan.
Yeah, it's not the same, you know, with DeMarcus. You know, it's not the same without him in the locker room. You know, it's just, you know, he's DeMarcus Square. You know, it's just not the same. We all look up to him. You know, even Coach Pug, you know, it's just the vibe that he has in the locker room, his vision for plays, you know, and his vision for tendencies and stuff. It helps us out. You know, we need him in the locker room. That's why he has to come to locker room. You go to rehab and you come to meetings. Nothing changes. You know, nothing changes. We need you. DeMarcus is great, though.
Would you find him otherwise?
No, we don't find him. He at the end of the day, you know, DeMarcus is going, you know, do what he's going, you know, he's a legend now. You know, he's going to do what he wants to do. But, you know, he's our brother. He knows we need him in there, and, you know, he's been in there.
Okay, thanks, Vaughn.
Appreciate you guys.